They say love is blind, but can it be this blind? We'd love to get your opinion on this. You can text in this morning at 92925. It's Vinny and Claudia. This is becoming more and more common. The big age gap between people in a couple. Now, David Foster, you might have seen this. He's 68, just got married to Catherine McPhee. She's 34, so it's 34 years apart. They're planning a wedding, or I believe they just got engaged, they're planning a wedding, planning to have kids. There's also a couple. This was making the news recently as well. A retired 68-year-old is...
father.
He's a father now with a 23-year-old
girl.
They just had a 5-month-old. So the age gap there is, what, 40-something years?
Yeah, that's a big age gap.
So is love that blind? What are your thoughts on this? You can text in 99925. And also, we'd love to hear from couples in Montreal whether there is a big age gap.
Right, exactly. My thoughts on it are that once you hit your 30s and your 40s, I find that the age difference isn't as big. Yeah. I mean, I know some girlfriends of mine who are 41, 42, who are dating, you know, 65-year-olds. I go to lunch with my dad, who's 68, and sometimes I get asked if he's my husband.
You're kidding. See, that wouldn't have happened like 20 years ago.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think it's more and more common, and I find that people take such good care of themselves now. Yeah. That, you know, you can look younger longer, right? There are a lot of attractive, you know, 65-plus men out there. Would I personally do it? I've been married for 20 years. I don't look at men that way. No, I don't.
You know,
I don't peek at anything.
Of course not. So, it's funny you mention how, you know, older guys take care of themselves, older women too, of course. Mm-hmm. My mother met my father when she was 24. He was 48 at the time.
But okay, so that's 24 years?
24 years apart. He looked younger, though, carried himself younger, had kids in his 50s. So he had me, my brother, and my sister in his 50s. And he said that kids kept him young.
Right.
And if it wasn't for having kids, he doesn't know how he would have aged into his 60s and into his 70s. So he says that was so important to him. So I think there is no age gap that's out there that can define any love not actually taking place.
Not even the 23 and the 68-year-olds?
Look, I think, and both of them, I've read this about both of them are madly in love with each other, and they got a lot of hard time from their families.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't accept it. They weren't talking to them, but once they had a child and they started to see them more and more often together, they understood.
Well, they don't have a choice either, right? Because now there's a child involved. But let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Your daughter's 23.
Yeah.
She is dating a 68-year-old man. And that man is possibly older than you are. I'm just throwing it out there. I want to see your perspective now from the father's
obviously
point of view.
Initially, I'd be concerned. I'd have my questions.
Right.
But if I got to know him and to, you know, see that he's a good guy and he takes care of my daughter, I think I'd have a different opinion. My mother's family went through that.
Right.
With my father, too. My grandmother was the same age as my father.
Mm.
So that created a lot of
tension at first,
and a lot of weirdness, right? But let's take some text on this. 92925. Wow, you're not going to believe how many couples have a huge age gap in Montreal. We'll get to some of those coming up. First year's major. All right, we're talking about age gaps in relationships. A lot of texts coming in 92925. It's becoming more and more common. David Foster, you might have seen, just got engaged to Catherine McPhee, 34-year age gap. Also a couple in Canada, 68-year-old is with a 23-year-old girl. They just had a kid, and they're extremely happy. They have a 5-month-old. They took a lot of slack from their families. I was mentioning how my parents were 24 years apart. They went on to have 3 kids.
Yeah.
Everything was good. Do you think love is blind, or is too much of an age gap just awkward and weird? We're getting a ton of texts at 92925. Somebody says, I'm 24 years old. Is it weird that I'm in love with a 58-year-old woman? I've been dating her for 4 years. We have a normal relationship. However, my friends and family find it really strange.
Well, as long as they don't find it strange, right? Somebody texted in, my wife and I have a difference of 22 years. She's 28. I'm 51. And we have a 5-year-old and a 2-month-old. We've been together 10 years now, and we're very happy.
Also, more texts coming in. I'm 18. My boyfriend's 36. So it's an 18-year age gap. My best friend's 52. He married a 26-year-old. They're madly in love. So we shouldn't be so quick to judge, right?
Right.
A lot more texts coming in, 92925. And Joanie is in this situation as well. Go ahead. Tell us about it.
Actually, we were working together at the officery place. And I never thought I would go for a boy that age. But, I mean, love is love, so that happened.
So how old were you when you met him, and how old was he?
I was 23.
Yeah.
And he was 49.
Okay. And you're still with him?
Yep. We are working every day together. We spend our weekends together and nights, and we are so happy. We have so much fun.
Wow. So now you're 25 then, and he's 52?
Do people, how are people with you? How did your families react? Tell us about that.
At the beginning, it was very hard, actually. Yeah. My dad was like 5 years older than him. But
And now they're best friends.
Not that much.
Okay, not really. Okay, well, happy to hear that. There's a lot of other Montreal couples, too, with big, big age gaps, we're finding out. And as long as you're happy, right? And he treats you right.
Yeah, and sometimes people are saying that it's my dad, and it's just funny.
Okay. So are you guys planning on having kids, by the way?
He's got 3 kids, one my age, so it's kind of hard, but we are talking about it.
Perfect.
I'm not ready yet, but maybe in, I don't know, 2 or 3 years, maybe.
Perfect, okay.
Bonne chance, Joanie.
Bonne chance, merci.
Ah, merci.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye.
Bonne journée.
We'll see, bye.
All right, Donna Saker's up next, and she has a much different take on this, a very interesting one. That's coming up in just a sec. Liam Payne and J Balvin, Familiars, coming up as well. Mary J. Blige, Family Affair. Thank you so much for all the texts, by the way, at our text line 92925. And we'll check the drive one final time in Montreal this morning. It's coming up at 8:13.
The Just for Laughs Festival is in full swing.
And Montreal's number one drive home show is giving you another reason.